Esto es ITJ Radio. Comenzamos.
Hi everyone, welcome to ITJ Radio. We're live from the ITJ radio station. I'm Kosh, and today we have a very special guest with us. His name is Steve Brown. He is the ISP Group CEO, and he's been involved in the world of education since 2004. We're really proud to have him here today, and for a little interview. So anyway, without any further ado, let's just get right into the questions.
Hi, I'm Ana Sofia, and I'm from 4th, 5th grade, and it's a pleasure to meet you. So my question is, what's your role in ISP and what do you do as CEO? Tell us.
Is this live?
Yeah.
Great. Well, first of all, can I just say it's a real pleasure to be here. I haven't been at the Santa Monica campus for a little while now, so it's great to be back. In terms of my role in ISP, I guess my role is helping to steer the organisation in a positive direction. At ISP, as I'm sure you know, we take learning very seriously. We believe in providing high quality learning in all of our schools around the world. And we're hoping that we can create an organisation where schools like Santa Monica thrive and become even better than they already are over time. So we try and create an organisation where we provide support. And my role is I work with my team and some of the more central ISP people to help further those aims. And we do all sorts of initiatives which are designed to help the schools in practical ways to help them develop further. But our overriding mission is we want the schools to become the local schools of choice.
Thank you very much. That is very interesting.
Yeah. By the way, we also have Juan Romero over here. Can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Juan Romero. I'm the ISP CEO for Latin America. So that includes Mexico, Central America, Caribbean, and South America. We have almost 20 schools. And my job is similar to Steve's, but just focus on Latin America. So I have a bit more time. I can work closer with the schools in Mexico and South America and to help you get better.
Great. Amazing. Well, I have a question for the both of you. Well, hi again. I'm Kosh. I'm from 10th grade, and I've been in this school for, like, I don't know, forever. my question is, what are your plans for the future of ISP, and what do you think will be most important for schools to implement in the coming years?
That's a very big question. I mean, our plans for ISP is we want our organization to get bigger and better over time. As of today, we probably have around 63, 64 schools across the organisation in about 19 countries. And we see a real benefit to our school communities in having schools in different locations. So I think we expect over time to add on more schools in more countries and the organisation to grow even further. And hopefully that's going to benefit the children in each of the schools.
Of course.
I don't know if that answers the question.
Yeah, no, it does. Thanks.
And I think from my perspective, we want to have a greater impact in Latin America, right? Which is the my little piece of the world. And it's been incredible how ISP has grown in Mexico. It then has expanded in Central America. We just invited a new school to join the group in Panama. We have plans to keep growing within the region, hopefully one day the Caribbean. And there are a lot of countries in South America where we still don't have a presence in Brazil, in Uruguay, in other places.
So
we want to have a higher impact and invite more schools to become part of ISP.
Yeah. I think around the world, we want to become known for as an organisation which has the very best schools wherever we operate. And as long as we have the confidence that we can keep on buying and building and improving our schools and achieving that aim, then I think we're on a path that we want to just continue onwards.
Yeah, of course. And in the end, it says, for the children, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Maria. I'm a middle school student. I've been studying here since I was 4 years old. It's really nice to meet you both, and it's a pleasure talking to you. As you know, we live in an increasingly complex society that is constantly evolving, where its members grow more competitive every day, given the rapid surge of new technologies and other important problems like climate change, poverty, and political disagreements. So it is important to adapt the education of the youth to such evolution. And so we would like to know, what is the ISP doing that other systems aren't to fulfill these educational needs, especially in the context of Mexico and increasing globalization?
Again, that's another really big question. I mean, I believe that education is probably the single most important thing that we can do as society, because I think education is the key to opening up opportunities for students like yourselves. But I also think it's the key to creating a better world. It'll help us tackle problems like climate change, the environment, inequality around the world. But the world is also a rapidly changing place. Technology is becoming much more prevalent. There are statistics around that say things like the amount of change over the last 10 years is more than the previous 100 years put together. So the pace of change is getting faster and faster. It's obviously very difficult to predict the future. It's very difficult to say what jobs are going to be needed in 20 to 30 years' time. But we need to constantly ask ourselves those questions and look at what we're offering in terms of courses to you all to try and make sure that those courses remain relevant and useful. I think that's something that we will continue to do ongoing as an organisation. But more than that, I think part of our job is to help our schools develop children in a way that they can learn for themselves. Because we don't know what the future is going to be, but if we can help you become self-learners so that you can learn on your own, then as the world changes, as you go through your working lives, you will be able to adapt and change accordingly too. So I think if we can work in that kind of way, then we're helping you future-proof your own lives, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I could add to what Steve said, at the end of the day, at the ISP schools and ITJ Santa Monica is not an exception. Yeah. We're helping form the leaders of tomorrow, right? And I think we have to do the basics right so that kids are happy. You know, they have mental health. They're learning. If they want to go on to university, they can go on to a good university. But I think our responsibility is to making you students more global, more engaged in the world, to make you stronger leaders, more confident, and figuring out those non-traditional things that are going to make you more successful and happy in life, right? And it's they're easier words to say than things to do, right? And that's why programs like Model United Nations, the ISP film competition, which I believe Santa Monica has won in some categories in some years. So I think it's in courses like this, you probably get more excited and find more relevant sometimes in a course about learning how to become a journalist or a voice actor and mixing that in with math and science and languages, right? So I think it's rounding out the education so kids are, citizens of the world when they come out of our schools.
Yeah, of course. And I believe it's brilliant to let the students learn for themselves, because it's really hard to try to predict what's going to happen in the future and what we're going to have to teach ourselves. So yeah. Well, I think that's all the time we have today. But thanks a lot for both of you for being here with us. It was really enlightening to have you with us. And thanks for tuning in today. It was really nice. Have a nice one. I hope you enjoyed today's interview. So yeah, thanks a lot and see you later. Bye.
Bye.
A
pleasure.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.